Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. June 15th, 2011, I'm here in the Sofitov Studios with Marie Glashine at the controls. Welcome to the Sofitov Radio Show. We invite you to call into the show and share yourself, get some coaching, share your perspective, challenge, comments, realizations. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you've called in, you want to participate, press 1. Also, you can write in on the blog talk chat. This is the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. So, let's see. So, it's Wednesday, June 15th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And sometimes on Wednesdays, earlier in the day, I play some tennis. And as I was mentioning to Marie a few minutes ago, Generally, it's the tennis is a time and a place that I look forward to, a time and a place where no transformation takes place. And I know it's a concern for Marie, because then I bring that no transformation consciousness into the radio show, and then the radio show becomes a time and a place where no transformation takes place. Yeah, even I was saying, I asked someone we were playing with, so how was your week? And he talked about how on Thursday he played here, and on Friday he played with this one. It's an open-ended question. He could go anywhere with the question. But we're rigorously committed. It's a place where no consciousness raising takes place. So one of my games was over, and I was watching another game. And at the beginning of the morning, there was a little bit of wind, yeah? And then this was later. I was like later in the morning. And then someone hit a shot and he missed the shot. And he said to the opponent on the other side, he said, "You changed the wind on me." So despite myself, even though at the time when I'm committed to no personal growth taking place, I thought of something. I thought how that really relates to a theme. Actually, it's a theme so much there in Sofitov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living, which we'll be conducting here in Alachua, Florida, June 17th to 20th. There's a Yiddish proverb that says, you can't change the wind, you can adjust your sails. You can't change the wind, you can adjust your sails. So in personal growth, we look at, what is the context? What is the container? What is the container? And there's a common saying by Richard Niebuhr, I believe, that the Serenity Prayer, they use that in 12 steps, praying to God to grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom. It's really a wisdom prayer to know the difference. Because otherwise, we can often find ourselves spending a whole lot of drama and a lot of energy endeavoring to change the things we can't change. And sometimes that can be an avoidance of really stepping up to the plate with courage and working on the things I can't change, like my consciousness, my response, my communication, my behavior, my thoughts, my words, my actions. And sometimes to avoid that, I'll spend a lot of drama, complaining, griping, doing lamentation, rage about things that are just an inherent part of the material context, the context in human life, in material life. This is the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We invite you to call in if you'd like to share, if you'd like to get some coaching on the spot for yourself and our listeners. our listeners now and those who are going to click the links. Also, we invite you to visit the Safatov website. That's www.satvatov.com. I'll spell it for you. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E. Satvatov.com. There's plenty of videos, articles, audio links, radio show links on the process of transformative communication. This is your station for self-realization, the Safatov Radio Show. So that tennis in the wind example, it actually points to several aspects of what we call the human context or the material context. Things like limitations of our senses, things like the effects of old age, things like the tendency to make mistakes, things like the tendency to cheat and be an illusion. Now, we're not saying to not endeavor to prevent mistakes and to delay or handle the effects of old age. Sure, we do that. And in transformative living and conscious living, we do that not under the illusion that these things are going to go away. We do that with acceptance that this is the context I'm in. Myself and others, we have cheating propensity. Each of our bodies are going to grow old, become diseased, die. Again, not that we're talking about let's not put a roof over our head or let's not eat well. Of course, we want to minimize, endeavor to prevent with the consciousness that we're not going to get away from these things. And let that consciousness move us to an urgency to develop a consciousness that's focused on that which is eternal. A consciousness where our fulfillment, our security, our happiness is not dependent on how well we avoid these inherent conditions of the material context. We'll be glad to hear from our listeners. This is the Safatov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. As I mentioned, we'll be conducting Safatov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living. That's a seminar for graduates of the Advanced Seminar, the Safatov Advanced Seminar. That'll be June 17th to 20th in Alachua, Florida. To be honest, I'm not sure if there are any spaces left, so I can't say for sure whether there are spaces left, but I do know we'll be facilitating that course. There are spaces available in the Foundational Seminar in San Diego, organized by Nitai Bechtal, San Diego, June 24th to 26th. Also, there are spaces available in the Foundational Seminar in Gainesville, Florida. That's July 15th to 17th in Gainesville, Florida. And then an Advanced Seminar, July 23rd to 28th in North Florida. We invite you to write in to the blog talk chat or to call in. We're talking about inherent conditions of the material context and cultivating a consciousness of self-satisfaction that's not dependent on how well we adjust the material context.
I have a listener contacting me on Skype, and she's just commenting, and I'm going to relay to you what her name is Olga Rocio, and she said, "We just said that we as an example, I allow myself to react to create drama. How to stop or control this? I accept and recognize when I don't like something, when something is hurting me, I allow myself to react sad, to create drama and pain. St- especially affecting myself and the people around me.
Thank you, Olga. That's from Olga.
Yeah, that's from Olga. Like what I understand Olga is saying is that she feels like when the reality, like she was speaking about the human context. So when Olga's context is not what she wanted to be, she found herself reacting to it and creating drama. And she's not happy with that, and she would like to stop that. And she's asking, okay, how do I not do that? Because when I react to it, it's affecting herself and it's affecting people around her.
Thank you, Olga. Thank you for writing in to the Safto Radio Show. Yeah, how to stop? Well, I guess for myself, if I'm like involved in unnecessary drama, I can ask, well, what am I getting from this? And I hear a lot of consciousness and awareness in Olga that she's not getting the fulfillment, the security, the satisfaction, the joy, the closeness that she's really wanting. But, you know, we do things for a reason, and that reason might be less than conscious, but we can look. What are we getting from it? What are we getting from it? What shadow payoff, what secondary payoff might we be getting from it? That's a question. That's a question to ask ourselves and each other as we support and challenge each other in our self-development, in our consciousness raising. And, okay, what are we getting from it? And then, also, yeah, what's kind of missing? Because we make this distinction. We make this distinction in Safto between the drama of life and the adventure of conscious living. And that to the extent that I'm fully and truly connected and absorbed in my adventure of conscious living, presence, consciousness, open to discovery and learning, to the extent that I'm absorbed in that, there's really no room for extraneous drama. There's really no room for that. There's no space. It's just like if the glass is full and you try to pour some foreign substance in, you can't. The glass is full. So if I'm like absorbed and immersed in some painful suffering drama, then I can look at, okay, where am I avoiding my truly conscious life, my conscious spiritual life. Do we have a caller, Marie?
Yes, we do have a caller. I'm going to bridge you. Your IRO code is 900. And when you come in, you can state your name and where you're calling from. Hello? You're online. If you're calling from IRO code 900, you're online now. You can speak. Hello? 1520101. Hello? Yes, our caller is not hearing us. There must be some technical problem, David. There is a question. There is a question on the chat, and I'm going to ask Fionnan to come in. Fionnan, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Fionnan, if you want to relay the Skype message.
Okay, so a message from Lisa Greengirl on the live chat. It's a comment, David, saying, wisdom to know the difference. Yes, David, when we avoid stepping out with courage sometimes, how would you elaborate on this in regards to what does the wisdom look like and what is the process to more readily access and maintain it?
Thank you, Fionnan, relaying Lisa Greengirl's comment on chat. Well, my understanding is that, you know, that's that, you know, we talk about serenity and courage and wisdom is really the key. Wisdom is really the key. Otherwise, we can attempt to be peaceful, but it's time for powerful action to influence and inspire and change. You know, sometimes we can muster our courage and we can become sort of like just kind of like foolishly directed anger or endeavor resulting in frustration and resentment. And so I don't know how clear I am on what Lisa's asking, but my sense is like, yeah, how to be constantly, consistently in that present space of sharp wisdom, where we know, where we have clarity about how to direct my energies, how to direct my influence and my inspiration, what's my sphere of influence, what's my sphere of control, what's my sphere of concern, how to constantly be in that. And one thing I'm thinking of, there's this ancient book, Bhagavad Gita, and describes this process of self-realization. It describes pratyakshava kamam dharmyam shushukam kartumavyam. This is Sanskrit, and it means that this process is joyfully performed. It's joyfully performed. And so joyfully, it doesn't mean some like superficial external elation or happiness, like my team won the game, I'm happy. But joyful doesn't mean that it's free from pain. It's full of life. We say the opposite of depression is not happiness. The opposite of depression is vitality. And so when we're vital, it's going to be the whole range of emotion. And so if we find ourselves stuck, in unhealthy type emotion, whether it's like unproductive or useless anger, resentment, depression, fear, then probably it's a sign we're not balanced. And then we can be in questions. Questions like, okay, a year for a day or a week or a month. I'm just in confusion. I know my nature is to be clear and powerful, not confused and weak. So how come I'm dragging there? We can be in questions like, what am I avoiding? What am I pretending not to know? Where am I giving my power to fear? Because like in that serenity prayer, the courage. So the opposite of courage is when fear is in control. So where am I giving my power to fear? Where am I deceiving myself? So we can look at, yeah, how connected are we? And to the extent that we're disconnected and we're wallowing in sadness or regret or lamentation, different states that are not authentic for the soul that's fully alive, then we can ask ourselves honestly, or we can invite true friends who will give us feedback about what might be the blind spot that I'm not seeing, such that I'm not living that balance of courage and serenity and knowing where to fight my battles and where to tolerate without being disturbed. You're listening to the Soft Tove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. This is David Wolf, your host. Thank you, Lisa, for your comment. Thank you, Olga. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to be on the show, press 1. And we invite you to share yourself. What's going on for you? What's on your mind? What's in your heart? What would you like some clarity about? Maybe have some comments, realizations, challenges of something that's happened the first 19 minutes of the Soft Tove Radio Show. Okay, we've been discussing a few themes here. The wisdom to know when to be peaceful and serene and accept and tolerate. The wisdom to know when to courageously move into inspired action towards influence and change. And ultimately we understand, you know, the spiritual principle is that things go from subtle to gross, from internal to external. And so ultimately, change starts in the world of ideas. Change starts in the world of consciousness. As Einstein famously said, the consciousness that created a problem won't be able to solve the problem. So we're not saying pretending everything is okay. We're saying that we can see perfection in everything. We can see perfection in whatever is going on in my body, in my mind, in life, in relationships. Perfection in the sense of, this is a perfect opportunity for my self-realization. This is a perfect opportunity for my growth. Perfect opportunity for me to practice knowing whether this is a situation to tolerate silently. This is a situation to speak up boldly. Perfect opportunity for my discovery, for my growth. We'll be glad to hear from our listeners. Write in on the chat. Call in. We have another 8 minutes left in the show. This for me relates, Marie, to that important distinction between commitment and attachment. To me, it seems very related that oftentimes, because it's like the courage to change things, we can. And so in healthy consciousness, when we see, yeah, here's a direction. I'm going to affect change. I'm going to make a difference here. So there's a difference between going about that with 100% commitment, dedication, determination, compared to emotional attachment. Emotional attachment means I'm giving my power away. That in, if she doesn't change the way I want, I'll be so hurt, I'll be so angry. That's a very weak, very weak. Right? That's basically dependent on the material context changing for me to be happy and satisfied. Dependent on this person overcoming what I perceive as their shortcomings, and then I'll be happy. But if he doesn't, then my life is doomed. Yeah. So we might determine, I'm gonna make a difference here. I'm gonna affect change. And so it's principle for living, for thriving, is 100% commitment, full energy. We're not holding back. We're not withholding. With non-attachment. It's the lotus-like position. That imagery is there, like the lotus is in the water, yet it's not touched by the water. So we're not escaping from life in the name of, there's nothing I can do, or I'll just be peaceful as I live in my corner. We're not escaping. We're participating. Participating is different than manipulating. We're fully participating in relationship in life. We're participating with non-attachment means I'm here for discovery. I'm here for learning. I'm here for growth. And fortunately, the way life works is that's always, if we're receptive, to the extent we're receptive or open, then that's always available, whether the result comes out the way I had written the script or not. That doesn't mean that I don't care about creating a result, producing a result. I care. I'm giving my full energy, my full devotion, my full commitment with non-attachment, with a spirit of wonder and discovery.
We have a comment on the chat, on Blog Talk chat, from Fireman.
Lisa is replying and saying, thank you, David. You were talking about Olga's comment and the distinction between drama of life and adventure of conscious living. When we are fully connected and absorbed in this, we don't choose shadow living anymore. Please continue. David was in the flow with the topic when the phone call came in and was lost. Just wanting more on this, and smiley face.
Okay. More on this. Okay, for that distinction between the drama of life and the adventure of conscious living, we actually have a short article about that on our website. Also, I encourage Lisa and others to come to the Safetove 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living. And you'll get not just, or hopefully not much, of David talking about that distinction. We'll get an experience of that. Right, and that's, I see that, Marie. I see that distinction as a focus from everything we endeavor to do in Satvatov, from workshops, from writings, foundational seminar. And we do discuss this in the foundational seminar, advanced course. And then in Satvatov 3, it's so much a theme. It's so much a theme that full immersion in that process of self-realization, that's such an adventure. And it's an adventure, we use that word. It's towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya is narrating Bhagavad Gita, and he describes that just to immerse himself in this conversation of Bhagavad Gita means the song of the divine, and he says to immerse himself in that is a thrill at every moment. So that's what life is meant to be like, a thrill at, that doesn't mean we're not talking about some sort of hypey contrived sort of jumping up and down thrill, but that whatever we're externally doing, internally, it's an adventure. It's a thrill. We're growing. We're uncovering our spirit, and so that's we're dedicated to create environments for that uncovering process, for that adventure of conscious living to be more and more apparent and expressed in our life. And yeah, the basic principle is, to the extent that it's not, we're going to create dramas to try to give us some temporal gratification, because that eternal fulfillment is missing. That's the principle. When a big experience of it, Satvatov 3, June 17th to 20th. And, you know, as we say, that the intent is not just a four-day experience. The intent is that to leave that experience so that for the rest of our lives we're committed. We're more deeply committed than we are now to this process of spiritual awakening. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And I know I'll have abundant opportunity to be challenging myself, to be conscious and present in creating this environment. I'll have abundant opportunity to challenge myself and grow myself. It's happening as I speak about it. I can feel the challenge in my gut. I can feel the excitement and butterflies in my gut as we're thinking about this Satvatov 3 beginning 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time here in Alachua, Florida. We got people coming from different continents, as far as I'm aware. At least three different continents represented, a few different countries, as far as I'm aware. That always makes because that, you know, the intention is that urgency all the time. Urgency doesn't mean anxiety; it means full presence. In fact, urgency is a very peaceful place. But when we say, "Oh, people have traveled far and wide for this experience," it often deepens the commitment of everyone. Often becomes a commitment of everyone. Thank you, Lisa, for your comment. Thank you, CNN and Marie. Our team here on the Satvatov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. You can join us next week, June 22nd. Marie will be hosting the show. I'll be on my way to San Diego to conduct the foundational seminar there, June 24th to 26th. Thank you for joining us on the Satvatov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host.